learned to make rolls. But then when I got back home and tried it, it didn't quite work. They were edible, but they weren't like the ones we made at camp. Because we had a chef there that he was a cook and baker. You see what I mean? So therefore, I probably didn't do something right. I just didn't let the roll. You know, we put that yeast in it, that long yeast and stuff, and it didn't rise properly or something. One step I left out, I don't know. But anyhow, I didn't try it again.
Yeah. I never tried those.
But I still think I remember enough about it to do it. But I haven't tried it lately. I tried it only once, really. It's been quite a few years, too. But then I started with biscuit one morning. My mother and father I think I was the only child at the house at the time. Mother and father they had already, daddy came off a trip and they ate breakfast and went and laid back down that morning. They was in the bed, I can hear them, and they was laying down talking. I was in the kitchen washing dishes. I said, I'm gonna make me some biscuits. Never even seen nobody make biscuit, I don't think. If I did, I don't remember. And I got the recipe off the box. It was some Ballard flour, I never will forget. And it used to come in boxes. I got that box and I'm gonna make me some flour. Some biscuits. I made the best biscuits. I'll tell you the truth, they were so good till I even had to take the bowl that I mixed and everything in to prove that I had made the biscuit. They thought I bought the biscuits. They released that too. And the next one I made, you could throw through that wall. You could throw. I don't know what I did wrong. And from that day on, I said, "Well, I'm gonna make the biscuit. I don't care." And I kept practicing. Mm-hmm. And when I went to Florida fishing with my father, there's a girl down there I met. She was a good biscuit maker, I guess you would call it. And she gave me the recipe. She used to make biscuits for me just, you know, when I wanted biscuits, she'd make them. His girlfriend of mine. And she would have breakfast biscuits in the morning, anytime I wanted them. She gave me the recipe. Well, I brought it back home, and I made a few, and it was pretty good. Like I said, they weren't the best, but I kept on practicing and using her recipe. And then after I got married, well, I had to get rid of that recipe because it was on a letter. She wrote me. You see? So I had to move all my before-marriage stuff outside. You know what I mean? So I choose to, you know, all my old letters from my girlfriends and stuff, I had to get out the house.
Yep.
Well, I put them outside and put them under the trailer on the back side. And I don't know whether the dog got into that sack or what, but anyway, I think the last time I saw it, the dog had went under the trailer and pulled the stuff out and had it scattered around. I gathered it back up and put it back under there, and he did it again. So anyhow, I lost my recipe and all the letters and everything else. But then again, I remembered enough about it to continue to make the biscuits. And now I can, do a little measuring just to determine how many, because I know how many biscuits I can make out of how many biscuits I'll have out of three cups of flour or four cups. I just measure to know about how many biscuits I'm going to have. But then again, the other stuff I don't even have to measure now. I can go in and just pick biscuits any time of night. Like I say, I have been known to make as many as 100 of them like that, you know. My father-in-law died several years ago, and my mother-in-law knew that I could, that I could make the biscuits. And a lot of times, like, people would come in and sit around the house, and I'd make biscuits, and I know some nights I'd make 100 of them. And the next night, they'd be all of them.